This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Donald Trump has been sworn in as the 47th President of the United States, taking the oath of office for his second term. Chief Justice John Roberts administered the oath at the Capitol Rotunda in Washington, D.C. J.D. Vance took the oath as Vice President, administered by Justice Brett Kavanaugh. At 40, Vance became the 50th Vice President and the third youngest in U.S. history. In his inaugural address, President Trump declared a national energy emergency to help lower prices, a key campaign promise. He asserted that the inflation crisis was caused by massive overspending and escalating energy prices. The new president also pledged to direct his cabinet to use their vast powers to reduce the cost of goods. He vowed to put America first as he marked the beginning of a new chapter for the country, declaring that the golden age of America begins right now under his leadership. Highlighting several executive actions he plans to take, including rolling back clean energy initiatives, President Trump pledged that with his actions today, he would end the Green New Deal and revoke the electric vehicle mandate. He emphasized that these steps will save the auto industry and fulfill his sacred pledge to America's great auto workers. Vowing to immediately overhaul the trade system to protect American workers and families, the president also stated that they will tariff and tax foreign countries to enrich their citizens. For this purpose, he announced the establishment of the External Revenue Service, tasked with collecting tariffs, duties, and revenues. He added that this will bring in massive amounts of money to the country's treasury from foreign sources. President Trump vowed to end the weaponization of the Justice Department.
The scales of justice will be rebalanced. The vicious, violent, and unfair weaponization of the Justice Department and our government will end.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar represented India at the event, which was attended by several foreign leaders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated President Donald Trump for taking over as the 47th President of the United States of America. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he is looking forward to working closely together once again to benefit both countries and to shape a better future for the world. Mr. Modi also expressed wishes to USA President for a successful term ahead. The 55th World Economic Forum annual meeting began yesterday at Davos in Switzerland. The five-day WEF meeting will explore how to relaunch growth, harness new technologies, and strengthen social and economic resilience. The global meeting will be attended by close to 3,000 leaders from over 130 countries, including 350 governmental leaders. India is being represented by Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, along with Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ramamohan Naidu, Food Processing Industries Minister Chirag Paswan, and Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary. During the five-day event, India's model of inclusive growth and digital revolution will be highlighted. A total of 699 candidates are in the fray for 70 seats after scrutiny and withdrawal of nominations for the Delhi Assembly elections. Yesterday was the last day to withdraw nominations. The highest number of 23 candidates are in New Delhi Assembly constituency, while the lowest number of 5 candidates are in Patel Nagar and Kasturba Nagar seats. The voting for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held on the 5th of next month and the counting will take place on 8th February. A sessions court in Kolkata, Sialda, has sentenced convict Sanjoy Roy to life imprisonment in the RG Kaur rape and murder case. Sessions judge Anirban Das also held that the state government will have to pay the victim's family compensation of 17 lakh rupees. The National Commission for Women has welcomed the judgment. In a statement, the commission said that this conviction will instill a sense of justice in society and remind everyone that such crimes will not go unpunished. In the Men's Hockey India League, JSW Surma Hockey Club defeated Sarachi Rar Bengal Tigers 2-1 at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela yesterday. In the women's section, JSW Surma Hockey Club triumphed over Delhi SG Pipers 5-1 at the Marang Gomke Jaipal Singh Munda Hockey Stadium in Ranchi. The victory propelled Surma Hockey Club to the top of the standings with 9 points among the 4 teams in the league, followed by Odisha Warriors with 8 points. In the men's tournament, Tamil Nadu Dragons are leading the standings with 15 points, followed by Hyderabad Tufans with 13 points. Republic Day Parade 2025 is set to showcase India's cultural diversity and military prowess with a special focus on 70 years of enactment of the Constitution and Jan Bhagidari. And that is the end of this news bulletin.